Tartan Week at Grand Central. The terminal is filled with people in kilts, Scottish music, and bottles of Scotch whiskey. 50 years ago, photographer Boris Klapwald stood in the same spot and spent a day snapping pictures. He's now 76, and his black and white photos are on display and show what looks like a very different time.
It was much quieter.
It was 1952 or 53. Klapwald isn't sure. He just graduated from Pratt University. A cup of coffee cost a nickel, and his rolls of film, 55 cents. There were no cell phones and thinner crowds.
At that time, it seemed to be much more, almost hallowed, I could say.
On the surface, Klapwald's photos show what we might expect from a scene in the 50s. Girls wear Mary Janes, women wear cinched knee-length skirts, and you can almost feel the pomade in the men's hair. There's a vague Norman Rockwell-like sense of peace, but things aren't as peaceful as they seem. In one picture, a young man with black glasses and blonde hair combed back sits on his suitcase. On his left, a blurry figure in white passes by. That figure is a sailor. The country was at war.
In the cold Korean winter, United Nations troops once again hit the road toward Korea's capital city of Seoul.
The Korean War was underway, and World War II was still fresh in everybody's minds.
Led by tanks stabbing deep into the Chinese communist lines, searching out the Reds and the rice paddies.
You were proud of your country. You wanted to help other people, help all the world. This was before the cynicism of war that set in after Watergate and Vietnam.
Thea Klapwald, Boris Klapwald's daughter, says when the war with Korea broke out, her father tried to enlist, but was turned away.
He was devastated. It was something that your peers did at the time. You enlisted, and if he couldn't be a part of that, he felt very disappointed in being able to help his country and help the people. It was a very different time and attitude towards war and towards the military.
At the time, I think I really wanted to go. I was young and stupid, you know, and didn't know much better. It's different today for me. Much, much different.
However disappointed Klapwald may have felt all those years ago, he doesn't any longer. At 76, he's more than happy to be having his first photo exhibition.
It feels great. It absolutely feels terrific. It's like when someone asks, how do you like having all that money? Well, it doesn't mean much. It's just money. Well, they're full of it. They really are.
50 years later, soldiers are again passing through Grand Central Terminal. And as travelers walk by the exhibit, it seems like some things will never change.
They're really fascinating to look at, and you can see that it's the same regardless of how long ago it was.
It looks like everybody's resigned to the fact that they're waiting, that they're here. I mean, no one's thrilled to be here. People are people. People are still waiting.
For WNYC, I'm Sally Herships.